have some videos to share with you in this presentation, so we're hoping that they're going to work with you because they were a really integral part of the campaign for us. As Linda mentioned, I'm Megan Pruce with Cleveland Clinic. I'm joined here by my colleagues Jessica Leslie and Michelle Del Toro from our Public Health and Research Program. Today we're going to discuss with you the role of social marketing in a recent public health initiative spearheaded by Cleveland Clinic and demonstrate the engagement in a community-based public health initiative achieved through inexpensive social media outreach. I don't have any disclosures. For those of you not familiar with Cleveland Clinic, we're celebrating our 90th anniversary this year. We're one of the world's largest group practice models, meaning that our physicians are salaried and are on one-year contracts every year. We're very proud to be one of the largest employers in the state of Ohio, the largest employer in Northeast Ohio, and we have on our main campus 50 buildings, 166 acres. Our system includes 8 community hospitals, 16 family health centers, and we're primarily concentrated in Cuyahoga County in the state of Ohio, so you'll hear some of our efforts were focused in Cuyahoga County. We also have locations throughout Ohio, Las Vegas, Florida, Toronto, and in Abu Dhabi. Wellness is one of the main pillars of Cleveland Clinic, and it really stems from the top of the organization, even to the frontline employees. We really believe that our patients should have the example in their healthcare providers of what to emulate in their own healthy behaviors. And in addition to the mantra of patients first, which is at Cleveland Clinic's core, Cleveland Clinic is also dedicated to the health, wellness, and prevention of disease for our employees, patients, and the communities we serve. We really pride ourselves on trying to shift the discussion and behavior from delivering health, from delivering sick care to delivering health care in the country today. The efforts of our public health and research department focus on the intersection of primary prevention and policy. It's the vision of the team to establish public health programs with measurable outcomes to inform policy and ensure systemic change. The mission of the team is to promote health, wellness, and prevention to affect population-level behavior change locally, regionally, and nationally. The goal of the team is to advance Cleveland Clinic Health System's health, wellness, and prevention platforms and gather the outcomes data to translate these programs to policy. Our Public Health and Research Department is an enterprise-wide department created in 2007. There are 9 staff, 4 of them with their MPH credentials, and it's housed within our Government Relations and Wellness Institute. The two focus areas of our public health and research team are healthy behaviors and health access partnerships. These areas were selected both to focus on the primary drivers of chronic diseases as well as in response to the current healthcare environment and the fact that large numbers of our population remain with limited or no access to healthcare. The team works to promote health, wellness, and prevention to affect population-level behavior change locally, regionally, and nationally. All of our health and wellness initiatives target the main behaviors leading to the growing rates of chronic disease and the escalating healthcare costs that result from these conditions, primarily focused, though, on tobacco, nutrition, and physical activity. You can see here a timeline of some of our significant milestones in public health and wellness. The public health team previously worked on a major campaign to reduce smoking rates in Cuyahoga County. This campaign resulted in significant decline in smoking rates in the area. At Cleveland Clinic, we made our campuses smoke-free. We stopped hiring smokers. We took a vocal stance on supporting a statewide issue that banned smoking in public places. And probably most notably and relevant to the audience today is we provided smoking cessation counseling and nicotine replacement products free of charge to all Cuyahoga County residents for a period of time. This campaign provided the precursor and the example to the campaign that we're going to outline for you today. I'm sure most of you are familiar with this data, but we next wanted to focus our attention on a campaign that could affect the growing rates of obesity right in our own backyard. Ohio was named the 13th most obese state in the country, according to the 7th annual F as in Fat, How Obesity Threatens America's Future in 2010, a report from the Trust for America's Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. The state's adult obesity rate is 29%, and in Ohio, men are more obese than women at 30.2%. As I mentioned, the prior smoking cessation campaign really formed the foundation and the basis for where we wanted to go with the Go Fit Greater Cleveland campaign. Cleveland Clinic leveraged its relationships with partner organizations that could help break down barriers and improve access to healthy lifestyle behaviors, including the YMCA of Greater Cleveland, Dave's Supermarkets, a local grocery chain, the City of Cleveland, Cuyahoga County, Curves, and the American Heart Association. We plan the campaign to launch at New Year's to take advantage of people's New Year's resolutions. The campaign offered all adult Cuyahoga County residents a free 3-month membership to a fitness center and a slew of other incentives, while also requiring them to utilize the service and allow us to collect data on the effectiveness of the program with regular check-ins. With a very nominal budget for program communications, we had to develop a communications campaign that would couple media attention to promote registration with social media elements that would encourage online participation and engagement among participants. We really needed people to not only register, but we needed them to continue to meet the milestones and objectives of the campaign in order for us to test its real effectiveness. As you can see, in a very short registration period, we were able to have 25,000 registrants come to the site and register online, with 9,000 of them being from the City of Cleveland alone, a very important demographic area for us. We ended up with about 14,000 participants, most of which utilized the Y, and 6,000 of them completed the program. 71% lost weight through the initiative. This kind of breaks out some of the further demographics of the campaign. The average age being 43, our oldest participant to register online was 93 years old, so we were quite surprised to see such a wide range of ages utilizing the online registration. And as I mentioned, Cleveland City proper being a primary area for us, we were happy to see 35% of folks coming from that area. These are some of the results of the metrics achieved by the participants. The gym was used heavily, weight was lost. We were happy to see that weight was lost across the locations where we offered memberships, including the Y and Curves. And I think probably significantly, a post-campaign survey revealed that there was a statistically significant improvement in average self-esteem and consumption of fruits and vegetables and high-fiber foods once participants participated in the campaign. We had a very robust publicity plan for how we were going to generate excitement and interest in the Go Fit Greater Cleveland campaign. We timed our efforts to be both pre-registration, during registration, and then at the conclusion of the campaign to really hype up our media activities to ensure all of those three key moments in the campaign were supported appropriately. We had three front page stories in our local Plain Dealer newspaper. All the local broadcast and print outlets covered the campaign, and even the Cleveland office of the Associated Press picked up a story that went statewide, which I think just further helped push this idea forward. I wanted to share with you one of the PSAs that our media production team created to support the campaign. We met with our local media outlets ahead of time prior to the launch of campaign to let them know, under embargo, that we were going to be doing this and that we were looking for their support. Those meetings focused largely on, especially the broadcast outlets, would you support a PSA if we created one? Would you run it? And all of them agreed to do so, so we created a PSA, and you'll see it here. I hope the audio works. Okay, I think you get the idea after two hearings. Most of you are here to hear about some of the social media elements, and we had a large campaign that most of our media elements drove to a dedicated website that we created for the campaign. GoFitCleveland.com was the address. We gathered emails from participants there that we then used to reach with a biweekly newsletter. We also used the Facebook page as a primary entry point. We had 1,000 likes on that page, and we kept it updated regularly with tips from experts, participant profiles, and expert videos, which I'll share with you as well. We also had a Twitter page, and all of this kind of combined together to create what we think was a perfect storm that allowed for the campaign to really be a success and keep people relatively engaged during this time. This is just some screen grabs of the Facebook page. You can see that it started to be a community where others provided encouragement to one another to keep on track. We know that people make New Year's resolutions and then drop off relatively quickly, and this community provided a forum for people to provide encouragement to one another. There's an example of a video that I'll be sharing with you as well, which highlighted some of the activities of certain participants and emulated what was happening with other participants so they didn't feel alone in their efforts. This is an example of the e-newsletter that went out to all of the people who shared their email address through the website. We had a good number of emails that went out throughout the campaign to provide people with updates on registration, events in the community that they could attend, helpful informational content about various wellness topics, and then links to the social media pages that we created, especially for this campaign, to further generate that community feel. We have a Cleveland Clinic news service, and they shot news-style footage of very select participants involved in the GoFit campaign that kind of presented themselves to us and said, "I'm so excited about this campaign. Let me know how I can help." So a few people we profiled throughout their journey every week. We took a video of them and what they were encountering, their victories and their challenges throughout the campaign, and we shared those with other participants so they felt like they were in this journey with someone else. And if they were encountering challenges, they weren't alone. This is an example of one of the expert tips that we created to give people guidance along the way and provide them with relevant topics throughout the campaign that would help them through their journey.
Every night. I wish you the best of luck.
all of those videos were utilized on our Facebook page. They were put out through Twitter. They were posted on the website. We use them in multiple different platforms to hit people in multiple different ways. These are some of the results that we had. The Facebook page, as I mentioned, had over 1,000 likes. It averaged over 100 visits per day, and the videos and success stories were viewed over 1,000 times. In total, the after campaign survey was administered to some of the participants, and 72% of respondents said they were very satisfied or somewhat satisfied with the communications elements around GoFit. These are some of the further participant survey results that focus mostly on the behavior change elements. We were able to get people to work out more often. 53% of folks said they continued the membership after the program, which is significant. And most participants also acknowledged that they were able to make behavior change, positive behavior change as a result of it. And here are some of the results as it relates to the weight loss and overall feeling of health and wellness. Somewhat and very much were attributed to the weight loss success. They attributed the campaign to their weight loss success. And this is just one of the stories that we concluded with in our local Plain Dealer. We wrapped up the campaign with, you know, the participant that lost the most weight and had the most overall change, and we recognized her in this way. Thank you. Thank you.